الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على الحمد لله وكفى الخلق من آدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدر مختار لصلب وسعد دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النبي محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طاعة سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بلقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبه القام والأسمع روحي إلى بقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأباب وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بحق عفوك من إغراق وبإغراق من سخطك وأعوذ بك جل وجهك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable Shaykh of Quran Shah Hafiz Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, as well as to say, before every prayer, during Muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become alive again. So one example where we can understand how venerable the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, just by way of an example. If a person is traveling anywhere, locally, abroad, he sees some nice ladies, outfit, clothing, or a nice pair of shoes, ladies' shoes, or a handbag, and he thinks if my wife has this, she will look so nice in it. So he buys it, he comes home and gives it to her, and she wears it, he feels so happy. Yeah, she's looking so nice in that outfit. Like that, what Allah Ta'ala liked the most. And what was the best for which Allah liked for the whole of mankind, Allah gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His whole life from morning to night, from birth to death, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that what Allah liked the most. And he sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, undoubtedly you have in the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala a perfect model, an example which I have. And I've said it practically, I have you. Got married also, the children also, he did business also before Allah Ta'ala. He did the work of me also. Allah says, that is how I have every one to be. Try to make the life from morning to night according to the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From birth to death, and Allah Ta'ala, our great ulama, will capture the deep things of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything is captured in his record, which we call Seerah, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we call Shama'il, the way of how he looked, how he dressed, Everything is recorded at 100% perfection. From us till today, it is comes down right from the all of the Jama in Gosta Rasul Sallallahu. How he said what, how he said what the dua is made, etc. So one dua which is sunnah for this night. So I'll explain the dua, and the Lord should try and read the dua as much as possible on this night. That is what Shabbat Adar, which we normally call 27 Ramzan, it's not necessary. 27 Ramzan, we can call there the dua is Allahumma innaka afuun. So if you're not a father of Allah, you should try and read that dua and what on that night, on the all nights of Ramadan, from Ramadan, as much as we can. How much Allah gives us tawfiq, may Allah give us. For this night, the dua is Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min al-qahr. O Allah Ta'ala, I seek your protection in your forgiveness from your punishing heart. That means, I seek your protection in your forgiveness. Forgive us our sins, O Allah. And we should understand that our biggest enemy is our sins. No other person is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. No country is our enemy. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, when we commit sins, then those who are more greater sinful, worse sinful, Allah uses them. It's not they who want to attack us. Allah uses them to punish us. What is happening in the world today is just that. That Allah is using other nations, other countries, and the Sifa to the eyes and the hands below us, throughout the world. And that is clearly the Quran states, it is our gunas. So Allah uses those people to torment us, to torture us, to put us to psychological, mental torture, all difficulties we have. So if we ask Allah's forgiveness, and this is the time to ask for forgiveness, that, oh Allah, you forgive us, you want to punish us, so before punishing you, forgive us, then there is no punishment. Allah says here in the Quran, مَا يَتْعَلُ اللَّهُ عَبَادِكُمْ مِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَحَامًا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَكَرْتُمْ وَحَامًا. What does Allah have to do to punish somebody, this problem, somebody, that problem, this nation, that now it's an earthquake, now it's a volcano, now it's floods, now it's droughts. I have no reason for that. If you in shakartum, if you will have your iman in God, and you make shakartum. Allah doesn't have to make our shakartum. Now we need that. But Allah says, Allah has given us everything. What is it for that? But Allah is so kind. That is whatever you will do, whatever much you will do, I will appreciate it. And I know exactly what you want to do. Now in all the mosques and alhamdulillah, all the mosques in the world, Shabbat Allah, people love that for the land. This is not the ibadah of Shabbat Allah. The ibadah of Shabbat Allah, many mosques, they open for the night. No problem. But the real ibadah is when we go home. Our own individual ibadah, then Allah knows all that. Nobody, the lights are off, you are on your cell phone. Why is Allah Sallallahu? You are crying to Allah Ta'ala, Allah knows, and Allah appreciates. And He will give us three things in return. So the first is Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min al-'adab. The second, wa'udhu bi'adhabika min sakhatika. And oh Allah, I see protection in your pleasure from your distance. So you be unpleased with us. You be pleased with us. So this is the promise that I see a protection in your pleasure from your discipline. If Allah is unpleased with us, if Allah is unhappy with us, the whole world turns against us. Our own family, problems in our house, husband and wife, it's not that the wife has to become like this, husband is like this, but it is because Allah is displeased and Allah will use the wife to torture him. Allah would use the wife to punish him. Allah would use the husband to torture the husband. But the wife, my friend of ours, when he was getting into, was about to get married, at that age he was, so I was very surprised, mashallah, he came to me and he told me, Maharaj, please make dua for me that Allah makes me a good husband. All of us we ask when we get married, oh Allah, give me a good wife. But he said, oh, please make dua and make me a good husband. If you're a good husband, you will get a good wife. If you are a bad husband, you will get a bad wife. Allah says clearly in the Quran, good man for good woman, good woman for good man. So we have to move. We don't have to look and search and go on very good and all. What we have to worry is to become good ourselves. If you become good, Allah is going to give you a good one. And if you are not good, then you have to get what you want. And you have to suffer the consequences. If our daughter is not good, we did not teach her, and she's not good, she will get that kind of us. But always we feel I am right. We don't see our faults, the wife's faults. And the wife doesn't see her faults. She sees the husband's faults. So we can never move front. We are moving backwards all the time. Till we don't see our own faults and pride, you'd see things will come right. Wallah, I said in the masjid, Shabi Bara, deep night tonight. Then we have to worry about putting ourselves there. And then you will see things will come, right? مَنْ أَسْلَحُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَحْمِهِ. The person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, then he should correct. And this is the night of what does Tawbah mean? Not just to give our ways to Allah, blah, 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 blah. No, Tawbah means to change our way. If we can't correct. We went in the non-end road, which is going to Jahannam. So now you realize Tawbah means reverse. Come back again and go in the one way that is going to Jannah. That is all that we have to do. Our GPS tells us when we take a wrong turn, make a U-turn. As soon as possible, 50 meters, make a U-turn. We have to make a U-turn all the time. Tonight is a great night to make a U-turn. Change our direction. As Maulana said very beautifully, may this be a turning point in our life for goodness, for me, for all of us. That we turn sincerely and truly and completely come back to God. So the second thing that we ask, we seek protection, refuge in Allah, in His pleasure, from His displeasure. And oh Allah, I seek protection from you, from Allah, in you. That means all our punishments are in you. All what and what Allah can do, oh Allah, change that instead of wrong as the ayat that I've recited, we will read a little more in detail just now. But the ayat, warhamna, in the ayat, what does warhamna mean? Allama alusi, in Ruh al-Ma'an, he says, أي تفضل علينا بالفنون هذا مع استحقاقنا بأفانين الحجقة. أو الله يسند شاور الله سند قرنص of mercy and بزر of mercy and kindness upon us. When actually we are liable for the poorest punishments. Hey, this is now Allah's rahmah. So this is what we are asking, that Allah, we are such that we deserve the poorest punishment. But you, and punishment comes from Allah. But instead of punishment from Allah, you send your rahmat upon us. Your forgiveness upon us. This is such a life that we turn. This is not a life just to pass it off. That it is just a big night. We go to the masjid, and we have a lecture, and we go home, and we will have something to eat, and we sleep over it. No, this is a night to turn to Allah. So it doesn't mean we have to make the whole night, but how much a person can do? We make our Isha with Jama'at, make sure we make our Fajr with Jama'at, so that at least the whole night's Ibadah be off. Then all of them that is to offer, then keep Roza tomorrow, fast tomorrow, set up a city, make 2 quarters of Fajr, spend 5 minutes in one, how much more? MashaAllah, they are today people, whole night they are making. We are weak, I am speaking for myself, we are very weak. But mashallah, today there are a lot of women, a lot of men that are spent in our country. That I just remember. Just see how Allah is bringing changes within us. At the Darul Uloom in Azadpur, one young boy, about 15, 16 years old, He came to me and he said, Mahala, first time in my life, I completed whole Quran during namaz. That means sunnat namaz, nafil namaz, all the other namaz. He said, I completed the whole Quran Sharif in namaz. Today, what's a 15-year-old work? It's a WhatsApp altar, WhatsApp, all the time pressing buttons and moving this, this, this. Then one ustad of ours came just now, again, 1 or 2 days ago, and he said, Maulana, you know that boy, and these are local South African boys, not even foreigners, our boys. He said that one boy, he was very Mishkat Sharif of Balhaka. He has completed whole Mishkat Sharif. Normally people don't know. We got the Mishkat, you can see, it's a kitab about this side, what? About that side, man. And about 4 centimeters, it's still like 3-4 centimeters. He learned, he said, but we keep that khatam in the jalsa. He says, keep it, other people will also get it. Just imagine, and to know, those who are happy, they know about mutashabihat. And where are the problems? But in hadith, this hadith and Abi Hurayra. Next hadith and Ibn Mas'ud. Next hadith and Abi Hurayra. So, and this is happening in front of our eyes. The other night in Masjid Affair, I gave a talk. Brother Imran told me that the one sentence that I used, we've got a very bright future. If these things are happening, haven't we got a bright future?
Yes.
We don't have ourselves also that is happening. But wherever in the world today, how many have completely learned Mishkat Sharif of Bahar? This is for South Africa, for Africa. They must be, they must be, others also. One who starts, the ulama will appreciate this. Anything kitab he used to teach of Bahar. He doesn't need Fatih Sharif in front of him. He doesn't need Jalalain in front of him. He doesn't need Hidayah in front of him. Of Bahar. All the kitab. Such people. This is perhaps about 50, 60 years ago. But this is now where. So come to the Jalsa and witness such an occasion where Quran is completely discharged and of Bahar keeps it. So this is a great for us. Today we went to the masjid, where Baklu masjid, and that time it just struck my head, all were there, youngsters were there, oh, full beer, yogi, mahana. When we were younger, many people of my age now, we know in those days, very young, old people, nobody kept beards in those days. If anyone kept a beard, because you don't have to get a beard. Anyone who went for Hajj, Haji sir. Because no one was going for Hajj. Umrah was out of the question. He never knew there was a thing like that.
Yeah.
He never knew there was a thing like that. All we knew at the girl's house, they must keep. Which is wrong. The walima must be by the boys. We didn't hear the word walima. We didn't hear the word umrah in those days. And woman in burqa, there was perhaps a single woman. I remember when I returned, it was about 50 years ago from Jiyoga. I don't think there was a woman that was in the world, but today, mashallah, how woman. So these great, great changes. And it's not only South Africa. My good friend, Maulana Harun Abbas of Durban, he just returned from the UK. He said, if I have to make hijrah from South Africa, I'll go to the UK. What picture we are putting in the press and media of today, we say is the last country to go. But this is the amount of things work that you have. And Islam's quality is the more you try and press it down, the more higher it goes. The more you press it down, the higher it goes up. It's only a difference like the ladder of the soccer, even for soccer balls that go like but that, or the tube going on, the house to explain. When you press it one side down, the other side goes up. This is what happens with Islam. You try and press it down in this country, it goes up. You can press it down in that country, it's up in this country again. It's Islam. Islam only goes up. And you can't push it up, it goes up itself. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Alampuri Rahmatullah used to give a beautiful example. He said the other religions, by the coming of the Prophet, they are like a janaza. So a janaza can't go on. How many people have to carry 10 people this side, 10 people this side, passing on, carrying it, etc. So it's like a janaza, they have to carry. That is why missionaries need so much money.
other people for to promote their ideologies,
pay the people,
Qadianis, they pay the people so much money.
And until Islam can be rented,
can be hired, you can't buy Islam.
As long as the money comes, then there's
the day the money stops teaching. Now there's no more Muslims.
So you can pay the person,
you can hire the person to be into something else. But Islam is the government. So Islam moves on its own. Islam is not protected by anyone.
Islam is fantastic
in the Sunnah. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah will protect the
Quran and the teachings of the Quran, the means of the Quran,
the words of the Quran, Allah will protect.
So this Allah is with us.
So in this dua, also another very, very exciting thing.
Just see how it was in progress is spiritually.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'aqwika min iqab.
That is the word of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala, instead of punishing you, which is a word of blessing, is a punishment in each other.
Instead of that, Allah Ta'ala produces. That's the word of Allah.
The next is the sifat.
Wa'udhu Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'aqwika min iqabik wa'udhu bi ribata min sakhat.
I seek your pleasure against the discipline.
That's a sifat of Allah Ta'ala.
And the third is the highest desire. I stand in a progress
this
one
time. Everyone can come to what is Sunnah Dua Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
is for his man. But everyone can start with the Quran's action, go on to the Sifa and go into the Sada. And if we just
so that is the Dua for this life. So we should try
the Ulama again, ask them, we have to put the country friends also from the Dua and the Hindu, read this Dua,
learn it, and then make it, understand the meaning and make it.
At least, if not more.
I am speaking for myself, weak people like myself. If we can't do anything at home, at least
why don't we more? Let us read this Dua.
And tell the family, let them also read inshallah.
So this is one.
Then the other hadith that I have narrated, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab.
Our Lord give us barakat in the month of Rajab, which is past 2 weeks ago.
And for Shaaban, wa Shaaban, wa barik lana fi Shaaban.
Wa barik lana fi
Shaaban. Let us reach the month of Ramadan.
So this is also a very important hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to correct our lives and to bring that change in our lives,
a change for the better inshallah.
So the month of Ramadan, about 2 months before, 3 months before Ramadan, 2 months before Ramadan. Unfortunately, most of our women from the dead man,
they start collecting their toilet,
their white meat, they start now making
their samosas, basically putting it in the deep freeze, that Ramadan is coming here.
Yes,
Ramadan and fasting is fasting, not feasting. Today we make the month of Ramadan feasting.
To eat, we all, especially the children, we're waiting for iftar. All the samosas and the rice and rajas and all that,
all the savouries and all the desserts and all that,
and all the good food.
And that is barakat in this month.
Poor families also. You see, they are so precarious.
Allah here to the poor people also, everyone.
Then we are eating, we open our door, we have so many things.
After Maghrib Namaz, we go home, we have a full meal.
And it's not like we have one meal, then you get lazy.
Your stomach is full,
you just sitting on the knob, you go home.
Now you how you going to, now you feel it very hard to come for Taraweeh.
If we need less, it will be easy. But when we overeat, then it will be easy.
So we should try and eat less. But then after Taraweeh, again we will eat something.
Another Saturday.
Then say that all we have done in our Ramadan, we have just changed the eating times.
And what we have also done,
we are increasing our food intake. Not only quantity, calories also.
Or rich things which are in Ramadan, which our Ramadan we have got there.
The Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, says,
this is totally against the spirit of Ramadan. Ramadan was to be the Ramadan.
So we know what the poor people in the whole year feel.
One and friend of mine who will start when I got here. He went to Turkey and they said, last time you were in there again.
So they're going again. So he was explaining to me, they went to one house.
Poor people are living in a shed in what call it? Out of buildings, in a garage, in a storeroom.
Like that yesterday. One house they went, there was only one bottle of medicine. Not a tomato, not a onion, potato, nothing was available. And we see these people who collect the recycled things, they push their carts off there.
The better when you see me, you are.
I thought you saved us, Krah. If we should have to work like it, and this one person who was in heaven, chartered accountant or some high post, that is his work. Where he was one, Allah, when he wants to change conditions, don't think and
don't set on our office. They were also very wealthy and rich,
but today he's pushing the car for the recycled things. And the little money he gets,
he buys something, he brings it to the family.
All this is out of us. And to change it, we don't need any other person to change it. We don't need Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Rahmat Dawat Barakatuh. He said that people want peace in the world. People want Islam to come. There will be peace in the world. There will be goodness, honest people, upright. That is what Islam is.
So that everyone wants peace, but we are choosing the wrong man.
He said every person is a world of his own. Or a country of his own. He says, and there are many provinces in the country.
Our country has nine.
Nine provinces.
So we also got different provinces. The province of the eyes, the province of the brain,
the province of the tongue, heart,
head, all of the many provinces.
And you are the prime minister, the president of this country without election.
You don't have to get votes.
And you are not the prime minister, president for 4 years, 5 years or something. Permanently you are the president. So, and you got no opposition in your party.
You got no opposition to me. You have to pass any law.
You don't need a majority also. You are 100%. You got no opposition.
So all you do is bring Allah's law in your eyes.
See how Allah wants you to see.
Bring Allah's law in your heart. See how Allah wants you to see. Bring Allah's law in your mind and your heart. In your hand. Once you have done that, Islam is alive. And everyone does this
without a big budget, without computers, without big services,
with nothing, no money or anything,
and Islam is alive in the world. But if we are sincere, not for anyone else,
not that you are sincere and all in your life,
not even Allah Ta'ala, but at least let us be sincere for ourselves.
If we really want peace and happiness and we want to spread Islam, you do Islam in your life.
Who doesn't know 5 times namaz is fast?
So you make 5 times namaz? Who doesn't know we must keep Quran Sharif?
Read Quran Sharif. Ramzan is coming. Who doesn't know we must keep rozas?
Keep the rozas. Just keep the rozas. Just do what Allah wants us to do. That's all.
So anyway, in the month of Rajab, the birthday of the month of Rajab, it's famous that
the Nabi Sallallahu
and the famous date amongst the people is 27th Rajab, that Mi'raj took place.
Any case, there's a different subject and a lot of discussion.
What I want to discuss and let us appreciate and share with you is the sum total of Mi'raj. What was your energy and cash on hand that you want to see? Your accountant is showing you purchases and sales, but your eyes are there that whatever I got now.
So what was Mi'raj?
The sum total of Mi'raj is 5 times namaz. It's a gift from Allah.
Namaz, when it is definitely a duty and whatever for us,
more than that, it is a gift from Allah.
Just imagine, if we want to have a meeting with the council, our Lord council, it's not so easy.
We have to have a meeting with one of the ministers in Canada.
Then it's almost all of the rest.
To just get your documents on his desk, that is a big job.
And if you have to meet with the state president or the prime minister,
it's almost impossible. What way to take? How long?
Perhaps how much writing you have to do?
How much you have to do good teaching? What then? What you have to do?
Then perhaps you will get a 10% of the
But with Allah Ta'ala, we don't have to do anything. Allah said, you must come to me here.
Allah is the king of kings. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the highest.
Whatever happens in the world,
Allah can't go hard. Nobody puts pressure. Allah is the great people who are supposed to.
We waste our time. It comes in the tafsir. من كان نفره إذا
رجال من قرار. The person who locked his eyes from where decisions are made, that is the Arshad. From where every decision is made.
The person who knows that, لا يفني أيامه في مخاصرة الناس.
He doesn't waste his time in prayer.
A dog, you throw a stone at him,
the dog will come up with a stone.
The dog will come for you, no, the stone. The stone is nothing. It's this person who threw the stone. We now, Allah Ta'ala's decisions come from there.
But we are running after the car.
God got more brains than us.
And then he throws the stone at him,
the person who threw the stone. So all this decision, and Allah doesn't make decisions haphazardly.
Just for nothing, let this person suffer like this.
Let that community suffer, this country suffer.
No, when our sins go up, yes, the family, yes, the family. Ya Mali, Ukhbar ke liye, Jannat ki hai, Jahannam ki hai, Ya Mali, Ukhbar ke
liye.
How you move, how your actions are. Good actions, reaction, good conditions. Bad actions, reaction, bad conditions.
So as you do, you will get. What goes around comes around.
It comes around and leads us away.
So that is what it is. Jannat is a reality.
Jahannam is a reality. You don't believe that you will see
So this is what we have to make tawbah to Allah. So, and so Allah gave us the mask that is not of religion.
It's a connection.
And whatever you want, just I'll explain
one little incident to you. Let us understand, we understand, all of us understand, what is the value of this.
One Russian woman who became a Hebrew, she became a Muslim.
And usually,
these evils are extremely staunch.
So she was very staunch on the Nikah.
She had to get her immigration papers passed
for her executive.
And she went to the office. They wanted her to lift her Nikah. She refused. I can't touch it in front of men. If you send a lady and in privacy she gets me, no problem.
But in front of men, I can't lift my Nikah.
They say, we can't give you papers if you want to. Because they are so hard now. So she said, I can't.
Anyway, well, the time the office closed, they needed husband and wife, but they wouldn't do it. They went home. The wife said, let us make dua to and ask. We made mask, we made dua.
So they went and they started. Now, usually men, and I'm the weakest of all,
we made about, we don't even make namaz and make dua for some.
We think we would die in day and day, stretch out, and we make dua. Like a person once in heaven, and he's lying on the ground,
and he's saying, you didn't let your way in this.
No, we should have that talaq
that is Allah, show Allah.
So he made his dua, sabbaya, whatever,
but she the whole night,
namaz, dua,
namaz, dua, namaz, dua.
Morning came, she said, let's go.
He said,
he's so adamant, they're not going to give it.
He said, let's go and see.
When they came there, no queue for them. No number one, two in the line. They called them up front and they gave them the papers.
This is what the master wants.
But we don't understand. We feel when there is a problem, you must take a loan from the bank.
There is a problem, you must insure.
When there is a problem, then you must mark on the roads.
When it's time for problem, mark on the roads. The man and woman are mixing.
Clothes are like the enemy's clothes.
No namaz is for
how to do this. Nobody can do anything. No embassy can do for you anything.
It's all in the
hand. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his house. Hadrat Aisha and the Allah anything to eat?
There's nothing to eat.
So, he said, okay, we went to the mosque, the house was joined to the mosque. We performed two records of Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I said, came back to Aisha,
we prayed, and I said, there's nothing to eat.
Again, again, again. He said, now somebody came in a meal,
and we'll do the dish. give us the Lord and ask him in him.
Now this is what we have to do. Turn to Salah. Istarinu bisabri wa salah. Any problem you have, seek help in that problem of yours by sabr. And every occasion sabr is different. What it is, do the sabr which is required there and salah.
Salah is the key to Allah.
Our direct connection with Allah. Allah has given up on the
made it for us, not only as a gift.
Allah made us build his house so we make the Namaz. Allah made the Muazzin call up at the top of his voice to give him the Namaz. He's falling out and we have to come for Namaz 5 times. Make other Namaz.
So this is the gift of Allah. Also, and from there, one more thing, so many things to say. When you don't get anyone out of that, so we can keep the bad going here and say
it. Then after it makes it, we all keep Rosa tomorrow.
So anyway,
when Nabi Karim
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Miraj has seen
how valuable what Namaz is.
When he met Allah,
when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam also said,
if I go to the extent of one day's breath, I will be born in the ash.
When even Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam couldn't go,
they were not going to be here. The one is only till today and till the Qiyamah in the Sheridan, where he met at Sadrat al-Muntaha, and he met with Allah Tabarak. And he met, he said, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, At-Tahiyyatu Lillah, that all worth, Iman is praise only. You are the answer to Bilawah, Tasbih, Zikr, all this is only for Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat, all our physical namaz, we are moving, hajj, we are going from Makkah to Mina, to Arafah, to Muzdalifah, back to Makkah, back to Mina, we go out in Jama'ah, we are moving all the time, all physical ibadat is also only for Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawat, tayyibat, financial status is only for Allah. You give in the masjid, you pay your zakat, you have the poor, you have the bread, you have the zakat, people are sending iftar in so many places. All this financial is also only for Allah. There are three things that we serve the Lord. Burden ibadah, burden ibadah, physical ibadah, and financial ibadah is all only for Allah's pleasure. You must only do it for Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the Lord. For the first brother Allah says, peace be upon you. Because you, the brother Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your brother Allah is only for me. If you are, I am giving you peace from Allah. Now what problem can you have once you have got peace? This is the guy that is.
This person, this is from Allah. And we do our worth of ibadat only to Allah Ta'ala.
So Allah Ta'ala says, As-salamu alayhi wa ayyuha al-Nabi wa rahmatullah. Salam as but on top of salam as then when Allah's peace is coming, what more we want? Now Allah's rahmat also is coming on you.
When you now presented your physical ibadat, and what we all like very much, what are the tasks?
You say financial,
Allah says, I am giving you barakah. In this dunya, I will give you. You give one, I will give you ten.
And this has been seen over and over.
How many times? The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more you get. Our mind doesn't
even understand this. We feel we gave 1,000, now we got 9,000.
No, Allah will give, and what Allah is going to give in the heart of the heart of the man. So just imagine. Then, Allah, what is Nabi? Because there, that is what he is. Who our Nabi is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He fought in all the world, and he fought in all the students in his
over there, and export his deen more and more in the whole world.
Shabbats are moving everywhere. Kashi is taking place everywhere. Jamaat are moving.
Rasulullah, where is Jamaat? Deen is the ulama
doing there, and they are spreading deen. We become also part of the whole process of that deen spread in the world.
And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, how long is that? And remember, your first night with your wife, you don't want no disturbance.
It's only you and your wife, no disturbance.
By the way, unfortunately today, almost all our youngsters are deprived of the spirit. How many nights do we need for? That enjoyment of three hours is taken away by this haram lifestyle.
Today, our youngsters have no questions.
Yet that the person stays a virgin, woman,
then will know what is.
Now, the peace of the world is meeting not your wife, not your husband, and not your wife. Are you going to think of anyone else? But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinks of his Summah. As-salamu alayna wa alayna wa alayna wa sallam. Oh, Ummah. And especially those who are Mali Sahrahim, the Paris.
The Paris.
More special than as-salamu alayna. The Malaika sees and they cannot withhold themselves.
As-salamu alayna wa alayna wa sallam.
The wonders of it. Understand deen and you see the great enjoyment, the pleasure of Tawheed.
The person understands and gets Tawheed in his heart.
Allahu Akbar. We won't turn to anyone to ask. Allah forgive us.
Today we are very busy. Small, small things we go. We want this person's help.
That counselor,
this person has been financial, that person has been.
The person who got Tawheed and know that, oh,
Allah.
When you ask anyone in the world for anything, you lose your respect.
The people receiving this is the pain.
But when you ask Allah, you earn your respect. Everyone says that you did that. He doesn't ask anyone. And when Allah will give you, you don't have to dare. He will come and keep it at your feet. So that is the barakat of bidah. Just before preaching a short conversation. That we get wujud as salah, each one of us, please, in our hearts between us and Allah.
Promise to Allah that we are going to make our private times the last day.
There are many who are making it, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but also step up. If we are making it, sometimes we get it home. With salah, every day, all five times the month.
Unless something very drastic happens, but otherwise,
you have to take more time, but how many instances or how people sacrifice just for the Namaz of Jamaah? Let me say this, it has come. Maulana Siddiq Dhanji says, Rahmatullah Ali, they were Imam Kashmir, and it was now time for Isha, and the way he started praying, get what we would say, get sent down.
Like the road had become a river. Not only water flow, storms,
and with speed they are moving with the river.
The water is very strong.
And other things also, gathering branches, all these things are there. So he was 100% sure his share today were Sharia permission.
In such a permission, you can make Namaz.
So my Shaykh would say, permission looks up, you will make Namaz of that.
You will make it.
But as the time came here, he made it wudu, he got ready. And then he told him, come, we are going. And we take extra one jar of water.
Because when we reach Arshad, I'm sure
people will be dead. We just wash our dates again, can't go in Haram Sharif at 30 days.
So when we started going, one hand had sent,
one hand had a jug of water.
And that water was so strong, he said about halfway,
I almost fell down.
And he had lost his life, he had to be up.
He said, now he was sure, he said, well, it's too bad today, let's go in the
Haram. We were the generation.
And when he came to the Haram, and we walk the legs and we make Namaz with Jamaah.
This is then how we want to try to get it.
Today, with the most flimsiest excuse, we miss our Jamaah Namaz.
Namaz, we must forget Jamaah Namaz.
May Allah put it in us that five times Namaz comes in. If we do this for this night, this determination, that's a turning point in our life. And with Namaz, you got your keys to the treasure. You got directed, you got to the direct line for Namaz.
Yeah, in this world also, if you phone any office, government office, private offices, anything, office hours are normally 9 to 5, 9 to 4, whatever that is the time. But the less office hours are 24 hours.
Mm. Less office hours are not 9 to 4. 24 hours each office is full.
And so to say you phone under that, you just put your hand and you're done.
And not one line,
99 lines.
Look at your hand and you see on your right hand is written 81.
81.
If somebody has a problem, you talk to me.
I have 81.
And on this side, 18. 18
and everyone, night and nature. Allah gave you the whole keep on what you want, working in. This is the night that has come now, but Allah's blessing is so much. Halbi mustaghfirin. Is there anyone who wants ruling? Is there anyone who wants to be forgiven? Anyone who wants help? All that you have, the keep on Allah is in your hands. And the qibla of your hands is made yours with the ashram. Like the Lord of Jesus Christ, with the qibla of your hands is the ashram. And when we finish making dua and we wrap our hands on our face, it is so we say, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. What do you ask me for? Then Allah is telling, I don't want to do what I ask you gave me. Allah is saying, this is not offering me. Al-Kareem. Then Allah will give you without asking. So how much was Allah for? So Allah's office hours are 3 weeks. And when you phone Allah, the secretary, Allah hasn't kept the secretary.
When the secretary, the boss is gone off.
I used to met them, but she says he's gone off, he's busy in a meeting with Allah. Wherever you go, you will never get an engaged tone from Allah.
When there are at the moment 6 billion people asking Allah, and Allah is seeing to the work of all the ends of the jungle animals, and all the buildings Allah is seeing them up,
and all the human beings in the world, and all the insects and all the birds of the land,
so that land is pending. When everyone is going to get with the higher
and Allah will, so to say, answer himself. He hasn't kept his section. And you won't get there on that phone and record it for English press 1.
For Allah's press 2. For human press 3.
No. You are a person, you are not language, you are a dumb person in that way. You are the best person in the world that has fallen to your heart.
That is
something. And it's not a common attack. But we don't turn to him. We are turning to everything else in the world.
They come to no home. They come to anything.
The example of that is, like a person wants to cross a busy street, and he's blind. And he wants to cross it at the peak of the hour, when he is today. At that time he says, there's a blind person, come, I'll be here. He can't go across, he's like, we can take somebody else. Or a person who's paralyzed, he can't walk, he can't even sit on the wheelchair. He tells the other person, paralyzed person, you come from my back, I'll take you over here. You can't give yourself anything to do. Allah Ta'ala, we are, whoever you are, is a paralyzed person. What did we do on his own?
We might say the scientists did this, and these people did that, and this and that. Who did that?
As long as Allah has got life in us, the Ruh is there,
we can meet our eyes.
After that, you can't meet the eye. You can't make a signature. You can't lift the finger.
Where can you meet them?
Allah knows. So we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this is the night that Allah has given us. This night, bear of Allah.
Allah wants to give us. He is asking us to understand what you want and we will still.
And we've got time for everything else.
May Allah say that I hope you're not going on the TV on the TV or the cell phone,
everything is in your mouth. All the filth and dirt on this night, please, my brothers.
Switch off the phone.
Don't worry what messages are coming.
Tonight is our message with Allah.
Now we must call for Allah. Open the cell phone of the heart.
Put the cell phone, throw it away from Buddha. No harm, Allah. Make our connection with Allah and see what Allah will give us.
So that was the month of Hijrah. Then the month of Sha'ban comes, which is really the highlight of the month of Sha'ban,
is this night, Shabbat.
And this is the night of forgiveness.
Every moment seek forgiveness from Allah.
But this is a very special occasion Allah has given us,
where we must not miss out at all, turn to Allah and ask Him for His forgiveness.
This is the night. And what day you are also,
then God will be completed. Keep it in mind, ask the ulama, make them, don't read them, make them.
Dua is not to be like a very special in this deed.
It must come from the heart.
In fact, one dua which I will share from the Qur'an is to teach,
Haji Ahmad Abu Dazar, Ahmad Barakatno, he was there in the coming back soon.
So he taught him, he
put sort of emphasis on this dua, which is called Muraqaba Abu Dua. That is, you don't have to be a man saying anything. You just focus your eye on your heart and
from your heart directly. Because when we make God, it gets somebody who knows.
Somebody thinks he's smoking something.
And the criminal of our law. What happens in our world, you see at home, and we winking eyes also in something. Yeah, and if the God does it, that younger we in God, stop us. How much worse? What is your problem?
Dua is from the past. So this is Muratabha Dua.
I just mentioned one instance.
We need a lot of time for that. Please come to Azadgarh in Ramadan.
Therefore, whole month we discuss these points a bit more in detail.
Quite a bit in detail.
Stand up and let it out for one month.
Many brothers who come for 40 days, 10 days before Ramadan, they are there.
They all have 6 and he said, hey, you are out of pocket, you say anything.
So anyway,
about 2-3 months perhaps now,
a lady in Cape Town
became,
now she gave up Islam.
She said she's no more Muslim.
Jamaat brothers went and explained to her, she wouldn't listen.
All around them explained to her, she wouldn't listen.
There is one alim there, Murid of Hazrat Ahmad Nakhodasa, and he knew about Muratabha Dua. So he went.
When he went, she was crossed. The minute she sees people with beer and movie or armor or something, she knows what to do with her.
And she don't want to be a Muslim again.
So he told her, auntie, I can drink one cup of tea.
And Cape Town people are very hospitable.
She's Sparta. He broke the crust. So she says, come. When she went to make the tea, he was sitting in the front room, he made Muratabha Dua. He turned the person's eyes on his heart, his attention on his heart, and he said to Allah, I can do nothing else. Her heart is not in my control, in nobody's control, not even in her own control. Her heart is only in your control.
You give her Islam. You give her Iman.
She hardly finished, and she came happy from it.
She said, I'm a Muslim.
She says, my Iman was like a devil. It was sitting on top of my heart. Now it's gone in. So this is Muratabha Dua. If we make dua like that, see, we can turn the world around when we want.
So may Allah give us our faith.
So this is the night for that, special night for that. Every night, every moment, the whole year is special. But this is extra special. So all this night, this dua, the other dua of the Quran, she is the Abad. And Allah has this dua. If somebody, you go to an embassy, well, nowadays it's all online mostly, but if it's in the old days, you have to apply for a visa, they give you application. That means they intend giving you the visa, that's why they give you the application form. If they didn't want to give you a visa, they won't even give you the application form.
When Allah gave us the application form for forgiveness, it means 100% Allah wants to accept it. All you do is you just put in the speech.
And then I'll issue you. 100% Allah wants to give it. And what do you want?
The dua, wa'afu anna.
Translation, forgiveness.
But the tafsir of it,
umhu atarahu. Oh, Allah, destroy all our lives.
If we got a case, a court case in the magistrate's court in the
High Court, in the Supreme Court,
whatever it can be, constitutional court, in the Hague we got a case, and if somebody destroys our files,
then they think, how happy would you be?
Yea, Allah Himself, when we say, wa'afu'anna, and there are four files kept for all our sins. One is that the part of the body we commit to the
يوم تشهد عليه ألسنته وأيديه وأرجله
the eyes, the tongue, the hands, whatever we part of the body we committed sin, that is one part. Then we shall be proud of we did that sin we committed. يوم يحدث بأخباره
the earth will speak.
This person on this occasion committed this sin. Today you have CCTVs everywhere.
That at this precise moment you were seen on this.
At this precise moment you were seen, you use your credit card, they will trace you. If you used it here, you used it there.
You are on record all the time.
What is dunya's record?
I don't know what is compared to that.
And then, kiramun kaatini,
ya'adamun kaatamalu.
That whatever we do, good or bad, they are writing it down all the time.
So that is another time.
And all this is posted there to Nahara, the record of deeds. And it is checked whether the body parts giving the same evidence, the ground giving the same evidence, and the ground parts giving the same evidence.
Yes, it's got the record of deeds.
Like if we are doing, we are posting on the cash book, the legend, the journal, etc. When we check, those are algorithms in the Islam, how to compute the
our minds don't know how to compute this world.
We don't understand all that.
But anything like that, then you see
whether it's correct, whether that posting
it corresponds to you, there's a mistake, you have a private,
then you see all that. So this is the Allah.
So when we say wa Allah, we are telling Allah,
destroy our heart.
And Allah comes in the hadith, Allah doesn't tell the farishtas to destroy your heart. Allah says, I destroyed myself.
So that even the farishtas, the angels, favor upon us doesn't mean that they say that we have the pride. We destroy your heart. Of course, farishtas don't ask for no pride. But there is nothing like that, that we destroy. Allah says, I am.
So what did you
have? That Allah has destroyed our heart.
When that is there, what can we do?
Therefore, forgive them. Again, we were just translating, forgive them. بِسَطْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِنْهَارِ الْجَمِيحِ Oh Allah, I ask, receive of you. You are. And all the good I did, you have achieved. Now, you were the worst crook in town. You were the worst gambler, womanizer. You were the worst person. But Allah has not told us.
Allah will tell you what.
Now, all would say, Hazrat Ali, make dua for us. Come to our house.
Have a cup of tea or whatever.
Make them in the water, move them.
Allah will be with them.
And you don't have to be a Maulana and a Hafizah or the son of a Maulana.
Each and every person who prays to Allah will be with
So now, Allah punish the evil of the dead and make the good of Allah. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا And O Allah, have mercy upon us. What is that mercy now? All your prayers are destroyed.
Allah give you a good name after the world.
And now Allah Ta'ala, this is our Rahimna, that O Allah, we must say what we have done and each one of us. I don't think there is a farishta amongst us.
Whether it's me, whether it's you, we don't have this.
We know our past. We were at school. We were those who were at past.
We know when we were dead, what was our life.
Now we act like big wuzur that we are sitting.
But our life has what happened in the past.
We know, but because of that, actually, we are unlucky. We are sending this worst punishment on us. وَرْحَمْنَا
Instead of your worst punishment on Allah, you send your greatest mercy to forgive for this
punishment. And all that, the ulama will understand this, وَعَفُ عَنَّا وَفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا
We are speaking to Allah directly,
that you forgive us. The third verse. You have mercy upon us. You show kindness. Now when you came out of that darkness,
you came out of the jail,
you came out of that evil place, your dirty, filthy life which you were living, now you are directly with Allah and the Now you are speaking directly to Allah. Now you are not speaking of me, and you are not speaking of you do this, and he must do this for me.
Now we are saying you are Allah.
And you are Allah, but what do you mean?
You are in charge of all of us.
And the Sayyiduna, and you are the Master. Well, now we have made you
Allah. We have come to the Lord, and we have risen.
And then from Surah Al-Qaf. This is the way that helps against the one. Not guns. No, there is no problem. That is on his face already.
Yet, by praying to get Allah's help, we come clean.
And then Allah.
There are quite a few instances, I'll just mention one.
Abu Saud is a good friend of ours, very nice person. He is in Chile, Argentina, in Chile,
the Arabian,
San Diego.
Yeah, so, the Arab,
he was from Saudi Arabia, and about 50, 60 years ago, they were also exiled and sent to South America.
That is what they were doing all the time,
Jews, Palestine. And at that time, he said, I was a small boy, 3-4 years old.
My father remembers that my father told me this,
that Sharon was after the Prime Minister of Israel,
and then there was an army general.
And he told him, he didn't understand, he was too small, because his father was a brother. He said, this is your person, that is right. And you people, we are exiling and sending you away to South America, but you will come back. You will get this land back. Not today, not tomorrow. He said, the day your brother and us gets full, how it gets for Juma, that day you people are back.
Without firing a shot,
without using any cannon, without using any
all the bombs in our world.
We just crying for nothing. They doing this Zulam, that Zulam, and marching and
all students and the teachers that are studying, we can understand all that.
No, the solution is not there.
The solution is in your hands. Turn to Allah, change your life.
That is the solution, and Allah,
not only can say, Allah will give us the word.
And Muslims, Allah Akbar.
I don't know if you hear me,
but Muslims never went, the true Muslims, they never went for man, they never went for money, they never went for woman. All they wanted, the Quran of Allah. You ruled your country, but ruled it by the book of Allah.
We don't want your country, you need your country. What is your rule your country?
But you rule it according to the latest Quran. Don't make your own man-made laws.
Bring the law of the Maker of the Creator of Allah.
So what a job we have been given.
Now we know that we have cleansed ourselves like this, especially on this night,
and we have become pure and clean. Then comes the month of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah,
let us reach this
Shamil, great guest of
Ramadan. Ramadan is not the month of to try and hate it or dislike it or feel it.
It's a burden, it's a month.
A businessman doesn't get across December is coming now.
My stocks are going to get
pre-hasty shut. Right now, stocks are set up again. Then I'll have to be up and down. I'll have to hire two more workers or so. And I'll have to get all the time stocks.
No, he's happy. How much he's working, he's happy all the time.
So just like that, if we knew what Ramadan is, we would never be the same. For example, Allah, the closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is his way, is his sajda. And that is that Maulana,
with a big sister, believes that Allah has made it up.
So much in life, we come to know what sajda and we burn on from Allah.
So Allah said in Ramzan,
we will think that we kept holding with us.
We may be trying to get a man's feet. And we love our son of flesh. Then how do we walk for the day?
No, Allah said, you come back, 70 rakats, Isha, 50 rakats, etc. Because Allah wants to make 40 times more love to
you. Subhanallah.
Your mother wants to make more love to you, you say, no, I want to make 8 rakats, 16 times. That means I can say, I want more love. Allah wants to give you 40 times love in Ramzan. And a special Ramzan of Quran, the Arab.
No one was doing
that. Now, who and what leaders we got?
How beautiful
Ramadan, mashallah, we live. Thank you for all the leaders, mashallah. And appreciate your ulama. Every year,
Muhammad al-Nurus, I appreciate
all the ulama who are here in Malbrook.
You have got great, great, good ulama.
Appreciate them. Great benefit from them. Don't only make salam ulama, I say, learn me. Go in Taqdeer Jama.
Go to the Khanqas, wherever you are, and let us benefit and get the reality.
Then we will see what that says to us. Then we can enjoy Islam's Tarawi that Allah is making love to me 40 times in Ramadan. And all the 70 rakats of Tarawi, then you will see the Hajj if you will get up.
And more of those are love to Ramadan.
When you are in Tarawi, that's again a different kind of love. When you are Dua, Lazzat al-Zikr,
Allah,
Allah,
Mawqiyah,
Allah, when you make your zikr, Allah,
Allah,
Allah is the creator, the most beautiful. Allah is, love is from Allah. Allah has created the heart, the place of love. Allah is the one who is not there, and I am now connected with Allah. Then see the enjoyment. Mawqiyah, look at Allah, Allah.
And when you are crying, sobbing, in Bombay, there was a beach called Chota, a famous beach. Among the many other things that he sent to you, in those olden times when the newspaper paid like a coal, and they put it down to zero.
Those things, 1 rupee now, I don't know all what's the word.
So anyway, it doesn't rise, the children strong. When he eats him, water comes out from his hands, from his nose, and he feeds him, water comes out from his ears.
Somebody looks at him, this man is suffering. All tears, all face. But when he finished that packet, it goes in fire.
What is suffering? What is suffering? What is
suffering? He says, what enjoyment? I said, what do you know what enjoyment? Like that, those people who get in their enjoyment in their tahajjud and their dua,
in our sweet seed, that what we have. They know what is that enjoyment.
Bless them. One iota of such enjoyment.
I will finish now. Time is up.
We're just one incident. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali,
once he was traveling with his meetings, all his friends,
and they had to make namaz, two rakats,
tasar.
So the station came on the platform, they got off and leave. And Maulana, amongst many things, he
namaz was totally namaz.
Not only concentration, he had no concentration, but he used to be engrossed. He didn't know anything about himself. After one rakat, the guard blew the whistle, the train must move. And the train started to move. Quite a few of the people who were behind him broke the mask. Because they pushed out of the train, train is going to make, they ran and they got on the train. Maulana didn't even know he was so engrossed. And he completed his work. The train went in front of stuck. And then it reversed and exactly the same place he came inside. Now Maulana finished his mask, now the train is here. He didn't know even. And he ended up sitting down. All the others became so ashamed. They said, Maulana, what we did? Ah. We shouldn't have broken our neck. He said, I knew the train moved. I told him. But I hardly knew about mask. So, where we got the mask? Our namaz, astaghfirullah,
we travel the whole world. We have come from the bathroom,
the bedroom, and into here,
this office, and into that place, this airport.
Where in one namaz, what did, where and where have we gone? If we have not gone anywhere else,
then everything else we possess our namaz, but we don't possess.
Whereas namaz, a thing is salat, a thing,
establish your namaz solely for my life.
But we do it for everything besides Allah. So how can our namaz give?
But still, making that namaz is also better than not making namaz.
So anyway, we prepare ourselves for the
namaz is for our life.
And then make toba and istighfar on this night. And then we go to namaz of Ramadan,
and we get
the
blessings of Ramadan.
Then we will know what is speak.
In our message, Sahib, used to say,
if you spend your life like Ramadan, your mouth will come like this. So if we spend our life like Ramadan, our mouth will come like this.
If we spend this Ramadan correctly,
then we will know what is Eid. Eid is not new clothes.
Eid is not reality and ghosts.
Eid is not the family getting together. Eid is that new life. We got the al-lakum tattaqoon, the taqwa of the Almighty,
and we got to do that.
Bless us with that. Now go home, whatever amount we can.
In the evening is better, to make it a masjid also no problem.
And if you want to,
you can close that tomorrow also, and it will be peace.
And also, if you want to visit the Qabristan,
and make it over of all gunas, certain type of gunas are not yet forgiven on this day. And any person who is addicted to dhikha, etc., you understand.
Try and avoid all gunas, make yoga of all our gunas,
and give me the strength that you need.
May I check it out.
والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير. غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من النار وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك وأعوذ بك منك لا أحصي ثناءً عليك. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربنا لا تعاقبنا في نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا فيه. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك المغفرة والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. شر ما استعار منها نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وانت المستعار وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. هو الله اكسبت على العبيد المسجد، هو الله يجب ان تفتح بكري نجم الله فتح بكري فتح بكري. Oh Allah, Islam is not a few extreme days. Islam is all the time living for us. Oh Allah, let us live like Muslims for the morning night. Let us dress like Muslims. Let us eat like Muslims. Let us pray like Muslims. Oh Allah, give us our five times to God regularly. Let us realize the value of Allah. Oh Allah, look at the reality of Allah and God and Allah. In connection with you, bless us with the reality of Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us. You are asking us to come for forgiveness. We are begging you for forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Change our life, oh Allah. Even if we don't want it, even if we not ask it, you change our life. We are open in your heart, oh Allah. Our hearts are open in your heart. You turn our hearts in love with you, oh Allah. You are the greatest man. Put us to work, oh Allah. Let no temptation distract us from you. Let us all come towards you. Let us be sincere, O Allah. O Allah, let us expect this night as much as possible to be right, O Allah. O Allah, then in the month of Ramadan comes, bless us all with the blessings of Allah. Let our masjid be full not only in every night, but the whole of Ramadan and our masjid be full, O Allah. And then bless us with the great gift of Eid, the enjoyment of Allah, the enjoyment of recognition, the enjoyment of connection with you. Oh Allah, please be grateful, oh Allah. You are the only who has come and recognized you. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصدق الله وصلى على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأمراض والخطايا، وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات، وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات، وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات، وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما